We are in Come Follow Me, week 34, which is 1 Corinthians chapters 1 through 7. And I want to center on chapter 4, verse 15. And this is what it says. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. I love that it talks about this 10,000 instructors in Christ. That so hit me. My parents always had this quote they would say, every man is my superior in that I learn from him. And what that means basically is you can learn something from every single person. And I love that they taught us that we were not above other people, we were not beneath other people, that we were sent here on earth to learn and grow and refine from each other. And that's what I feel like this is. I also feel like this 10,000 instructors in Christ is the leaven, which we will have in chapter 5, verse 6. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. We are the salt of the earth. We are ministers for Christ, and we are to bring others to him, to the feet of the Savior. And what a privilege that we get that blessing and opportunity. And I just thought of, as I would teach the Book of Mormon in seminary, one of the things that always struck me is as he talked to the disciples about what one thing they would want. And so many said that they would want to come speedily at the end of their life to him. And I always thought that's what I would want. And after studying that for years, at one point in time, I started to get a little bit disappointed in myself, because even the Savior says the three who decide to stay until he comes again. So all of this time, because they are one in their desire with him, and that is to bring people to Christ. And so they choose to stay. And I always would think, man, that would not be my decision. Well, I think I've mentioned before, one time studying that, the Spirit said, but it was your decision, Aaron. You and those who have come and are members of the church, covenant followers of Christ, even those who are doing great things being followers of Christ, not covenant members of the church, chose to come at this time when the world would be veiled in darkness and chaos. And in ways I do not understand, I do believe we knew the turmoil and how hard and difficult that would be. And we chose to come to shine his light in our life and bring others. We were one in that desire of wanting to bring others to the Savior. And that made me feel so much better. Okay, in chapter 6, it says in verse 19 and 20, ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Both were given us of him, and our job is to come. We are not our own. To sit and think it does not matter to anyone else what we do, that is a lie. It does. We came covenanting with God to bring others to him, and I love that. And again in chapter 7, verse 23, it says, ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. We don't worry what the world thinks. We're not here for the world. We are here for Christ, to follow him and to honor him. And I loved that. Okay, I want to jump back to chapter 3, verse 9. And it says, for we are laborers together with God. That's what we covenanted to be. And then in 16 and 17, you know these scriptures, know ye not, ye are the temple of God, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. And then in verse 23 of chapter 3, it says, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. And that's how we become one. We walk this path of shining and being vibrant in the gospel, sharing joy in the gospel, and leading others to know what we have, why we are so happy, why we shine that light. And then I want to end in chapter 1 in Corinthians and start in verse 4. And I just loved this. I thank my God always on your behalf. And I just think if we could thank God always for these 10,000 ministers in Christ, for these people we walk among who teach us about Christ, sometimes in ways we don't want to learn. But if we could really get into an attitude of gratitude, thanking God for family, for friends, for people who attend our church, for the neighbor who drives you crazy, for an opportunity in all things to be refined and become like him and to bear witness of him, whether that's being kind to someone who's not kind to you. And I love this in 5 because it echoes that. In everything, you are enriched by him. If our focus is him, every single thing we do, we are enriched and we learn. Verse 8, who shall also confirm you unto the end. And it's talking about Christ. And if you look at confirm in the footnotes, it says secure, establish, and strengthen. He is who strengthens us. And in verse 9, it says God is faithful. But he is the way that we are refined and that we become a minister and a steward in God's hands to shine his light and bring others to him as those 3 disciples have spent their life doing. I love that. 17, this is Paul who says, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And I loved Elder Uchtdorf's talk that says, and at times, if necessary, use words. Our very life should scream who we follow and what we believe. And I want to end in chapter 1, verse 27, and it says, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And that is us. It is that piece of humility. He did not choose us so that we could say we're the only true church. We're so much better. He chose us because we wanted to be on that errand to lead others to him. We wanted to shine his light. We wanted to be stewards. We wanted to walk with him and be made more. And Joseph Smith comes to mind in those verses as you read the weak things of the world, and man, how mighty he became because of his humility and recognizing it was all Jesus. And that's what we are here to do. I had a dear friend of mine pass away last year, and I may have shared this with you, but during COVID, she was diagnosed with cancer, and we worked in the temple together, and she messaged me and asked if I would fast with her about what to do. And I did, and she chose to fight it. And she had been a widow for some time and really missed her husband, and so I was surprised that she chose to fight it. And so when we both could come back to the temple, when temples opened, and I think that was a good year later, I asked her if she would share with me that experience. And she said, you know, as I fasted this and prayed, the Spirit never said to me, I will heal you. But the Spirit said to me, walk with me and I will make you more. I want to be made more. That has been such a profound example to me, watching her as she took this opportunity to be taught, to be refined. That's why we are here, to be the leaven, to shine his light, and to thank God in all things that every man is our superior and we can learn from them. I love that. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.